Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Mayor Marty Walsh unveiled a package of initiatives today intended to help grow the Boston art scene. The plan includes funding commitments, donations of studio and rehearsal space, even the creation of an arts and innovation district in Dorchester. Jeremy Goodwin was at the kickoff event this morning. He's a contributor and editor for WBUR's The Artery, and he joins us now in the studio. Jeremy, welcome.
Good afternoon.
So first of all, walk us through some of the key components of this Boston Creates plan.
Sure. What we heard today really flowed out of this plan called Boston Creates, which was the result of a year of intensive work in the communities and application of best practices with respect to this sort of thing. And what we see is everything from direct grants to artists to convening other people to come to the table, philanthropies, museums, corporate entities, to also using the city's leverage with, say, private developers, finding ways other than specific dollar amounts that the city can encourage the development of arts in the city.
Interesting. So I'm seeing things like a $1.5 million grant from the Boston Foundation for Artists and the Percent for Art program, which is devoting 1% of the city's budget for infrastructure projects for public art, and an interesting mixed-income community in Charlestown, which is going to include 10 units of low-income housing set aside for artists. So a good blend of things here. How are people in the arts community reacting?
Well, this process has been going on for over a year, as I say, and it started with a lot of goodwill. Everyone was very happy to see that the mayor had made this a priority, but it had gotten to the point where people wanted to start seeing some specifics. And even as recently as the draft release of this plan a month ago, people were wondering sort of where's the beef? You know, there were no specific dollar amounts announced, no programs that had been described, but that all came today. That sort of lived outside of the plan and is part of the implementation process. So I think one of the most interesting things was the announcement of a pooled fund to go towards grants for the creation of new work specifically targeted at small arts organizations in the community. And this is funded by the Boston Foundation and the Barr Foundation to the tune of $1.75 million for the first 3 years. And these are for groups that create theater, dance, performance art, circus arts, spoken word. So folks that aren't necessarily in the spotlight when we usually hear about big institutional grants. And in fact, these are for organizations only of budgets of $250,000 or less. And to put that in perspective, even if we're talking about, say, the mid-level theater companies in the city, we're talking about organizations with budgets in the millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So for a performance artist out there, a grant of $15,000 could be a really big deal. The mayor made this announcement at the Advocacy for the Arts conference today, and I spoke to Spiro Veloudos, the producing artistic director of Lyric Stage Company, afterwards to get his response.
This is currently one of the more interesting plans I've seen over the last dozens of years that I've been in Boston. Hopefully we'll find the important piece of the puzzle, which is that sustainable revenue stream.
Ah, there it is, the sustainable.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, that phrase, dedicated revenue stream, you're going to be hearing a lot more of that.
I can imagine that's a big concern.
Because people want to know where all the dollars coming from. And today included the announcement of several pilot programs, things like that pooled fund of $1.75 million. But it's all about starting the process. And for something that's going to go into year 10 of this 10-year plan, more dollars are going to have to come from somewhere.
Okay, so that's a really interesting point. And finally, Jeremy, I'm wondering, what do you expect that is going to change, you know, along with the questions about revenue, as these new programs kick in into gear over time?
One thing we didn't hear today was a big dollar commitment from any of the major corporations based in the city. So I think what City Hall is hoping to see is that this is the beginning of a process of heightened public interest and attention on this, and that people like the major employers around the city will start to come out of the woodwork and start to come in line with this.
Do you think that it's going to make a difference over time? I mean, this is just the beginning of the process, but, I mean, does the arts community, are they excited for this?
The arts community is excited for this, and one thing we do keep hearing is, hey, all you people who are interested in this, we want to keep hearing from you, and we want you to keep the pressure on. And one of the intentions behind this whole movement, this Boston Creates plan, is that this is something that will live outside of any specific administration, that if the mayor's office, the occupant of the mayor's office should change, that this is something that can live on beyond that. We have yet to see if that can happen. If it does, it'll be on the strength of people really stepping up and supporting it from all corners of the city.
Well, Jeremy Goodwin is contributor and editor for WBUR's The Artery. We'll have a link to Jeremy's reporting on the Boston Creates plan. That'll be at our website, wbur.org/radioboston. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.